What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Martin Torrijos Espino announced on Wednesday that he resigned from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, the only group in which he has been active all his life, which led him to the presidency of the Republic in 2004, going through to 2009, and which has his father as the founder, Omar Torrijos. Torrijos is competing as a presidential candidate for the Popular Party in the 5th of May elections, which is why the PRD was promoting an expulsion process against him. The country is going through a deep crisis, the result of corruption and clientelism. In these circumstances, the last thing I want is for us to get involved in discussions that take us away from the solutions to the problems of Panamanians, Torrijos said in a message posted on his social networks. I've made the decision to break the last bond that united me to the PRD. Today I am resigning from it, led by Benicio Robinson and Raul Pineda, associated with President Laurentino Cortizo and Gaby Carrizo, Torrijos remarked. With Torrijos, his wife Vivian Fernandez resigned also, and so did Rosario Turner, the former Minister of Health, who is now his running mate, who personally went to the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral to formalise her departure from the PRD. She herself confirmed it in a message on Instagram. We cannot continue being part of the PRD. Their leadership does not represent us, said Turner, who even became part of the National Executive Committee, the CEN, of that group. The PRD has gradually lost adherence, although it remains the largest party in the country. A year ago, on the 2nd of February of 2023, it had 734,730. On December the 28th of that year, it had 688,181 members. Torrijos did not specify whether he will now join the PP, although that seems unlikely, since that party never set that condition to nominate him for the presidency of the Republic. Last March, the PP announced that there were rapprochements with Torrijos. On July of 16th of 2023, the party ratified him as its presidential candidate, and October the 9th, the PRD, which has José Gabriel Carrizo as its presidential candidate, notified Torrijos about the opening of a process to expel him from the ranks. The list is extensive, with Operation Alpes, which dismantled a criminal network that was dedicated to drug trafficking through the coastal areas of Los Santos and Herrera. The authorities seized at least 16 farms, several properties on the beach and in Panama City, as well as 22 vehicles and cash, assets that are key to laundering money from drug trafficking. Maria del Rosario Falconet Herrera, one of those investigated, had a property confiscated at PH Providence 600, located in Santa Maria in Costa del Este district of Juan Díaz. According to official information to which this media, this is La Prensa, had access, another apartment in the PH Perlamar, Torre 300 in San Carlos, Panama Westy, was also seized, and one more at PH 43 GV in Bella Vista in Panama City. The authorities also seized a BMW Model 9 truck valued at $113,500, as well as a Volvo Model XC90 valued at $86,900. They also found $47,493 in cash and 14,558 euros, as well as small amounts of money in currencies from other countries: Colombia, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Bolivia, Cuba, Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, and United Emirates. While the Toyota Land Cruiser truck, valued at $140,000, was confiscated from David de Jesus Diaz Falconet, a Mini Cooper Works brand from 2024, which cost $57,000, was seized from Claudia Viviana Arroyave Escobar. Meanwhile, Nimia Itzel Perez Diaz, romantic partner of Carlos Calatin Mosquera, alleged leader of the network, had a Ford Ranger Raptor truck valued at 52,000, and a property in the PH Punta Paraíso village located in Nueva Gorgona in the district of Charme in West Panama. Pérez Díaz is the sister of former Democratic Revolutionary Party Deputy Alfredo Feyo Pérez. This politician represented the 8-1 circuit, that's Balboa, Chepo, Chimán, and Taboga, in the 5-year period of 2014 to 2019. Feyo Pérez is now running for the Central American Parliament, Parlacen. He is a substitute for Amado Cerrud, number 3, on the PRD list for Parlacen. Personnel from the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office went to the Tribunal Electoral, the Electoral Court, this Wednesday to request the removal from office of Aristides Vázquez, representative of the township of Las Uvas in the district of San Carlos in the province of Panama Oeste. Vázquez, a member of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, has a conviction for the crime against the public administration in the form of embezzlement to the detriment of the Las Uvas Community Board. Israel Rodriguez, head of legal counsel at the FGE, explained that the petition is based on Article 498 of the Electoral Code, which dictates the guidelines for the loss of representation, the revocation of the mandate of mayors of townships, representatives and councillors nominated by political parties and elected by free nomination. Section 1 of that rule says that the position of township representative is lost, quote, due to a judicial conviction based on a crime. In this case, the Electoral Court will declare the vacancy of the position through a reasoned resolution and at the request of the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office, unquote. The Tribunal Electoral Magistrate has analysed the prosecution's request. Vázquez was nominated by the PRD to seek re-election in the 5th of May elections, and he has Magalís Castro as his substitute. An edict issued by the judicial branch on the 4th of October states that the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice denied an appeal seeking to dismiss the ruling of the 28th of March of 2023 of the Superior Court of Liquidation of Criminal Cases that convicted him. Regarding other representatives of townships who are convicted of embezzlement, the official said that there are 2 applications in process, but did not give any names. In the capital, there are 3 local authorities convicted of embezzlement, and this is the current representative of Caledonia and PRD activist Ramon Ashby, convicted of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of his community board. Last August, the court denied him a clarification of his sentence. The representative of the township of San Felipe, Mario Kennedy, and the representative of the township of Chilibre, Yoira Perea, are also convicted of embezzlement. Both are also members of the PRD. The event occurs 3 days now before the electoral campaign for the 5th of May elections begins. 2 people were arrested on Wednesday, and this was in an operation carried out to dismantle a criminal group allegedly dedicated to money laundering and corruption of public servants. It's about a man and a woman. The latter held the position of coordinator of the Chemical Control Unit of the Public Ministry, according to the authorities. According to the investigations, the former official apprehended in Panama Oeste approved and awarded without consultation or inspection a contract for the transportation, loading and transfer of chemical material using her position. Both captures were carried out as part of Operation Alquimia, carried out in the provinces of Panama, Panama Oeste and Herrera by personnel from the Public Ministry and the National Police. The investigation that gave rise to this operation began back in July of last year, 2023. The First Superior Court confirmed on Tuesday the dissolution of companies Inmobiliaria FTPA SA and TPHC. Now, both of these are holders of shares of Editora Panama America SA, which we know as IPASA, and did not admit a protection of constitutional guarantees presented by the law firm of Cruz, Rios y Asociados within the framework of the new business case. The decision was written under the presentation of Judge Guimara Aparicio Ortega and supported by Judges Melina Robinson and Liliane Ducre, maintains in favour of the state the administration of real estate that is in the name of both companies. The judges consider that the appeal presented by Cruz Rios y Asociados expresses disagreement with the criteria of criminal judge Valoisa Martinez and sought to convert the first superior court into a second instance. Aparicio Robinson and Ducre agree that the judge had jurisdiction to order the confiscation of IPASA's shares. Therefore, the first High Court cannot intervene in its judgment or reasoning. Now, they remember that this position has been validated by multiple rulings of the Supreme Court of Justice, which establishes that the protection of constitutional guarantees is viable when serious violations of fundamental rights occur, not being an instance to review the weighing of aspects related to the procedures of judicial processes. Last July, Judge Martinez sentenced the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, to 128 months in prison and a fine of $19.2 million for money laundering. That sentence was appealed and confirmed last October by the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases. Now there is an appeal, which has not yet been admitted by the criminal chamber of the CSJ. The speaker is Judge Ariadne Garcia. Judge Martinez's order, endorsed by the Superior Liquidation Court, includes a confiscation of 60% of IPASA's shares, whose beneficiary is Martinelli. The remaining 40%, which were under the control of Henry Mizrachi, are already in the power of the state. That's it. There we go. That's a look. Some of the stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.